This is Ted Kennedy. Miracles still happen. President Bush agreed with the Democrats that his strategy on drugs needed more beef. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, that old saying, where's the beef, certainly applied to the timid strategy on drugs that President Bush unveiled last month. It was clear from the start that drug czar Bill Bennett had set his sights too low in three critical areas: aid to local police and the front lines of the war, education to stop young persons from starting on drugs, and treatment to help addicts end their addiction. When Democrats in Congress spotted these gaps, you right-wingers dug in your heels and tried to block any change. But the president read our lips, Al, not yours. He offered to negotiate stronger provisions and additional funds, and we quickly worked out substantial improvements in each of these areas. President Bush deserves credit for launching the war on drugs, Al, and he deserves even more credit for taking Bill Bennett's plan and adding bipartisan beef, not Simpson baloney.
Ted, everybody knows that Democrat beef is 10% lean and 90% fat. And at least you don't tell sheep jokes. Ted, you know darn well that George Bush and Bill Bennett came to Congress with a well-prepared plan to fight the war on drugs. You were there the day he told us that next year he would be back with more additions. Let's give credit where it's due. That's what you and your Democrat chums have been up to from the start, trying to steal thunder from the people who have been working so hard. It got deep in your craw that Bush and his team had come up with a great plan for fighting the number one problem in this country. Fortunately for the rest of us, they are honestly interested in licking this problem, not in just outbidding Republicans. Don't try to jolly Americans along. No, Ted, the only credit the Democrats can take in this plan is credit for a four-week political stall that put more wretched folks in peril. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Getting Tough on Smog. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.